And here we go. It is Thursday, therefore it must be my program. And here we go. So I've got a lot of things that I have been given during this day. Usually on Thursdays, I spend a lot of time getting ready for the program. And then when it comes time for the program, I just turn it over to Spirit. And here we go. Well, you are the guests on this program. Spirit has asked me not to bring on any other people, so those people who call in are my guests. And we have some interesting things that want to happen tonight, so I'm just going to get going on it. So this program is Making a Difference, one broadcast at a time. This is a virtual classroom on the airwaves. And what my job is here is to intuitively translate whatever you are calling about into information that will apply to anyone who's watching, or excuse me, listening. This is not TV today, who's listening to this program. And what my purpose is then is whatever your personal dreams are, your personal goals, business, spiritual goals, to help give you information to translate into long-term prosperity, the end result that you really, sometimes it's unknown. You are not aware of what Spirit has, and that's my job. That's how I am, what I'm here to translate. Therefore, and I just wanted to also mention that on my website, I'm offering a special, drastically reduced price for my readings, my sessions on the telephone, unless you happen to be in Eugene, Oregon. And you could go to MountShastaMagic.com on the front page right above my picture. You'll find that, you can go later after this program, because most of you will not be able to go to that at the same time that you're listening to my program. Well, okay then. Again, MountShastaMagic.com, and that will give you the special for my one-hour sessions. It will be recorded, and we'll just take every question that you have. Well, because it is springtime, people are out pulling weeds. They're out tilling the soil. Some have already planted their seeds. Some have already, they just go to the nursery and do it. I've kind of forced myself not to buy the plants already, but to take the seeds and to put them in the soil. It is so symbolic of the attention that I get to give it, the love I can give it. When I put a plant in that's coming from the nursery, somebody else already tended to it. They watered it, nurtured it, separated it, repotted it again, and so now I'm doing that. And whatever seed we put in, that's what it intends to be, either a vegetable or a fruit tree, a flower, or something. If I plant cucumber seeds, I'm anticipating that I'm going to get cucumbers. The same thing, if I plant anger, I'm going to have anger coming up. If I plant misery, that's what I'm going to get. If I plant negative thoughts or negative attitude, that's what's going to come up. So I'm choosing to plant cucumbers plus positive, hopeful information, success instead of failure. I'm planting anything that would lead to promise for the future for each and every one of you. So I'm planting these seeds right now here on the radio. And it's up to you then, as we're translating these, how you choose to manifest in your own way. Now, Earl Nightingale in this regard says, whatever we plant in our subconscious mind and nourish with repetition and emotion will one day become a reality. Now, the word repetition is very, very important. We can do exercises one time, and that's not repetition. If you have a thought that you're going to start a business or that you're going to change some habit, it takes repetition over and over and over again. It's like every moment we are replanting the attitude, we're replanting the energy of what we want to create. And most of the time we can create the positive rather than the negative. Okay, so let's go into some of the things that have been that I've been writing down during the day. First of all, came the question about opposites and what is missing that because I was focusing on you as I was writing all of these things. So what is missing within me is represented within you out there. In other words, if there's something going on out there, the person that needs to be listening is probably listening. Does that make sense to you? In other words, if there's something that I'm experiencing, the perfect people will be listening to this program. Okay? So we are a reflection of each other. And that happens whether you go to the grocery store, whatever radio or TV station you turn on, whatever's going on there. If you are in that deep questioning, deep listening mode, and you are asking spirit or asking God, okay, I really want answers, everything will show up to validate. And it all it takes is to be in the quietness to be able to hear or to observe what is happening out there. So sometimes when I see something going on and I say, oh, that's so negative, how could that be a message for me? And I just get real upset. And then I realize that I get plugged in or I get upset because it's not about them, it's about me. So I get to look and see any repetitive patterns are occurring. So again, there's that repetition. And sometimes it will come up so many times during the day that how can I avoid not realizing what the message is? And yet so many times we will ignore messages that are right in front of us. One of the ways, that I've been asked quite often is how do I connect with Source? How do I connect with God? How do I connect with my guides and how do I connect with angels? Well, one of the things is first to sit in quietude. Sit and be quiet. Or you can lie down and be quiet. 9 times out of 10, people when I've been leading groups, they lie down. I'll start hearing snores pretty quick. They'll start sleeping because you're just a little bit too relaxed. Sitting is very nice. Now, you don't have to sit in a yogi position. You can just sit in a comfortable chair. And you sit and you breathe, deep breathing, for maybe 5 minutes. And you keep breathing in and breathing out and breathing in, breathing out, breathing up and breathing down, breathing up and breathing down, slowing yourself down. So you are sitting in quietude. You're sitting in the in a receptive space. And you're sitting there until you get the feeling that peace has arrived. This is the peace that passeth all understanding. Now, I know I've talked to you about this before. So, I'm being told to say it again because I know many people, they hear things once and they hear it twice and they hear it 3 times and they still don't. They don't get it until maybe the 15th time. And I'm just going on what occurs with me. I'm not concerned whether that applies to you or not, but I'm pretty sure that when you hear things, you read things, and then when you hear it again and again, when I hear things for the third time, especially the title of a book, I know that I'm to get that book or I'm to go and study with that teacher. So look and see what's happening with you. What keeps occurring, whether it's positive, whether it's negative, whether you're getting messages to go right, and you keep going left. Or am I the only one that does that? I would suspect that you do that too once in a while. Yeah. Okay. So that's the first. What is the opposite? What am I representing to you? What is your mother representing? What is your father representing? What is your brother? What is it your friend representing? And what is there any situation that took place today that would be a message for you? I'm sure that there are many, many things that have occurred today. if you'll reflect on what was your feeling about this? What was your attitude? Did you get excited? Were you depressed? Were you angry? Were you, you know, just kind of look through the day and see what emotions that you experienced. And one of the things that I noticed as I was doing this, I would see this is something I've been doing all day here, is that as I was sitting and awaiting the peace, I noticed that my mind started chattering, and so I just sat. And I said, okay, thank you, mind, for chattering, because I know many of you out there will have that situation. And then I started thinking about, oh, I better write this thing down. I was supposed to call this person. I was supposed to email that. So I keep a little paper and pad there so that I can jot it down, because otherwise it'll drive me nuts. So I just put down someone's name. I write down Jody. And so I know that I'm going to email her later. And then I noticed that out of this piece comes the fact that there was something that I was not in clarity about. So all day there's been, actually in the last 2 or 3 weeks, there's been a lot of things that have come up, conflicting ideas, conflictive concepts, opposing up, you know, opposites, which is kind of like the opposites I was talking about. On one side is the black, and on the other side is the white, or on the one side is the young, and the other side is the old. So that there's two different things going on, the duality, and they're kind of wrestling around and wanting my attention. Is this happening with you? You've got a couple things going on, and just then the mind just wants to get in there and really go for it. And you let it. That's the thing. Jot it down. You know, this is plugging me in. I'm angry. So just reach over when you're doing that and just write anger. Johnny. And then, see, then you let it go. You know that that's taken place. All right. So when you're not in clarity many times, you look at the glass as half empty instead of half full. Now, my normal modus operandi is that I look at things at a glass, and it's always half full. And when I'm not in clarity about who I am and what my belief system is and where I'm coming from, and I've been pushed off course, then I will look at the glass as half empty. Now, I'm not saying that I'm perfect. That's one of the messages I have here, that I am also going through and experiencing a lot of the chaos that is going on the outside world. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I'm doing out of that is I made a decision to put some action into something to get to move out of this non-clarity. So I started writing what I called the beginning of a book. Whether it gets published is unimportant. The fact is that I wrote something down. That was my action step. So what I did is, and I actually did this on my television program on Monday night, is I wrote down right brain, left brain, because I'm very pretty much balanced in the coaching that I do. That's more the left brain, the analytical, working with the personal resource system, the organizer, you know, and sitting in meditation with that in the morning. So I'm using my left brain to write down my to-do lists and my purpose and my goals, and I rewrite them every day. I'm making myself accountable by writing them down. That's my left brain. And then with my right brain, I just let myself mind map or weave my whatever my vision is for myself. And who can I help today? How can I be of higher service? And I look in my organizer and see how I can do that. So I realized that by taking this action and writing it down and speaking about it and declaring that this could be a book, whether it is ever, it doesn't make any difference. For me, it's a one-page book. And for those people who are anticipating and have been told or know in your heart that you were to write a book and you don't know what the title is, it doesn't make any difference. Just write and say, okay, this is my book for the day. And I realized that every morning when I send out my intuitive insights, that is a mini book. I guess you'd call it a mini blog. So then I looked at the left brain, then I went over to the right brain, which is that creative, intuitive part, which is, I think that's the strongest and most developed that I have. I looked at all of the assets that I have in and around my right brain, which is my meditation techniques, which is what I just gave you, to sit and wait for the peace to come. And out of the peace came, for me, that I had to take some action steps, which was to type this out and write it out, because I was listening to the deep listening, deep questioning. Yeah. And so that's what I bring forth here to you. And then out of that came a deep happiness from someplace deeper than I ever remember being. So if you have things going on and you're really anticipating getting messages and you want to know what's coming up for you because you know that what you've been doing is not where you are to be, go to the place, and it only need take 5 minutes. And every so often when you get stressed, you sit for your 5 minutes and say, okay, I'm going to be here for 5 minutes. Telephone's off, and I have my little pad over here. I'm going to write down any thought that occurs. And then you sit and wait for that peace to come. As the peace comes, underneath that is the deep happiness that is so deeply rooted within each of us, every one of us. There is happiness underneath there. I don't care how depressed you are this moment. And I always have such a heart pain when I hear that a young child has taken their life. They don't know what they're missing. And what my understanding is that they just have to come back in the next lifetime, if you believe in other lifetimes. And this time it may not be quite as easy or as you have had it before. So just stop and think that if you can just stop and go into that place, sit by a gushing stream, go by a placid lake, someplace where you're very, very serene. Maybe you're sitting under in a forest by a single tree. Maybe you're sitting and watching cattle graze. Maybe you're riding on a horse. Or you're on a boat and it is kind of bobbing gently up and down. Or you can imagine that you're on a boat that's bobbing gently up and down, and it's repetitive lapping of the waves and lapping of the waves that puts you into this deeper place. And you can pull that memory up anytime. And so out of that, underneath that is this deep, deep happiness. See, the depression is up above, and underneath that is the desire for this deep happiness. And in that deep happiness is this deep listening and the deep questioning. Now, one person said, well, why do I want to question? Why can't I just accept it? Because your question, once you have formulated your question, the answer is underneath that. You got it? Okay, then out of that is being discerning about, now I'm going back to the opposites now, where there's the conflict of the dark and the light and the yin and the yang and all of that, is the discernment of whom I'm listening to or whom we are listening. Because when people give us advice, and that's me too, if you're not agreeing with what I'm saying, that's fine. You know whether something resonates with you. And sometimes when people of other beliefs give you advice, it will disempower you. Do they really know what your destiny is? Do they really know what your legend is? When you tap into that deep peace, that deep happiness that is underneath and that comes from the deep listening and deep questioning, your destiny and your legend will make itself known. And that's why people go on quests, Q-U-E-S-T-S, on vision quests, on mini vision quests, on meditation. That is a mini vision quest. When I get ready for this program, it is a vision quest because I'm pulling information. I have sometimes books all over here. I'm reading this. I'm tapping into that from the internet. I just go where spirit leads me. So what I wanted to do is to look at what is, I'm relating to someone that, or two different people. And one is 19 years old, and I think the other one is 38 or so. One's a male and one's a female. And I'm going to focus mostly on the female. However, you can fill in the blank whenever we use one word, you know. So we're going to imagine that there's something that is bugging you, something that is blocking you, something that is causing you pain, it's causing you sorrow, and it's not allowing this deep happiness. It could be that lack of clarity. It could be that there's no joy in living. There could be no relationship, or the relationship that you're in is just not working. It could be that you have many debts. It could be that there's negativity around this person or you. It could be that you're confused. You keep losing things. It could be that things get broken and you have no clue what's going on here. Or it could be that there's such anxiety and such depression around you that you just can't seem to get your head above water. And out of all of this, for one of the people, it was that money was scarce and that this is coming from a negative program. So I'm going to be focusing on that, but the other part of the depression, which is what is here for both of the people that I'm thinking of. So you can put your, if you feel that there's something that, well, it could be procrastination, it could be victimhood, it could be anger, it could be the lack of money and feeling helpless. Because this comes many times out of this, the helpless, hopeless feeling that you can never, ever get out of the situation. Have you been there? I have been there. My name is not Princess Pureheart. You know, I've been there, done that. So what I want to, I call this an aspect, this negative programming. There's some negative programming here that's causing all of this. Now, it could be because someone died. It could be because there's an old pattern that came in from a past lifetime. Now, I believe we've been here many, many lifetimes. If this doesn't suit you and appeal to you, then just imagine that this happened early, early on in your childhood, and you probably had no knowledge of it. However, it's stuck in your in your craw. Let's say it's stuck in your imaginal realm. And because things are showing up right now, I mean, they are showing up big time. In front of you, you're confused, you're depressed, or, you know, it could be any number of things. You're feeling this and you're feeling that. At a deep level, this wants to change. Otherwise, it wouldn't be showing up, and these opposites wouldn't be showing up, and the getting angry about what someone else is doing and how they're acting wouldn't be showing up if it weren't time for this aspect to change. So I'm going to focus on that at the deepest possible level from a place of peace, from a place of deep happiness, and actually to be unattached. To be unattached to whether this is mine, this is yours, or whatever it is. So that means I'm going to go into a little deeper place within myself to start changing this. I'm going to speak and this came from money. The word money came up when I was speaking about the woman. And for the young man, I don't believe it was about money. It was the lack of the father who passed away. So whenever I say money, it could be feeling abandoned. So where this is coming from is I am the grief. I am the money. I am the... Let me go a little deeper here. I am the abandonment of not having what I desire. I am that pain. I am that pain. I am the pain that is here, that is keeping you, I'm going to just start saying you, keeping you from having everything you so desire. In other lifetimes, you out there have experienced this. I have experienced this, where when I received too much money, or when too much money came to me, I was punished because I received it and no one else received it. I was the one who received, and for that reason, I cannot in this lifetime possess money because I will be punished by death or something. With the young man, I'm feeling abandoned. See, I'm working on two aspects at one time. You know, Spirit is working through me here for both people at the same time. And it's also for you. Because we're releasing some very deep programs that have been with you for quite some time. And with the money, there are strings attached. Always strings attached. Always strings attached. Because I'm going to be punished if I have too much money. So I'm spending it as fast as I can. I can't pay my bills. I can't do this. I can't do that. And with the young man, I'm immobilized. It's hopeless. My whole physical body is going into pain. It's going into almost a regurgitation of not being able to handle anything. So we've tapped into a couple deep programs here. And what we want to do is to create a whole new job, because these parts of ourselves have been here to protect us so that we will not be killed or we will not be abandoned again. Because death, for many, when people are not prepared, is abandonment. So the new job, and I have gotten agreement from the higher minds of both people and from you to change these aspects, and the new job is going to be as such. For the woman, my job is to release any and all programming that I cannot have money. And I release any and all attachments to past lifetimes. I release any and all fear of having money. I release any and all victim and anger around money. I release any and all despair and depression of not having and not being able to pay the debts. My new job, this is that part inside of you is saying, my job is to find the money. My job is to surround you with love. My job, my new job around money is to heal any negativity that could come up. My job is to keep you in total deep happiness. My new job is to provide creativity that produces more money and to be able to have that money, to deserve that money, to be worthy of that money. And this is my job. And the question now is, are you willing to accept the new job of that aspect within, that part of you that desires to be able to pay the debts? And to be able to have money in the savings account. And to be able to breathe. Do you accept that? And I'm hearing yes. So this new job is exactly what is being given to you for the young man. I release any and all depression. I release any and all despair. I release any and all abandonment. I release any and all lack of love. And my new job. And this may apply to you if you are having difficulty in relationships or any depression, despair in and around love. So the new job that wants to speak as part of you, I am your love bunny. That's so great. I am the one. I am that part of you that loves you unconditionally, unconditionally, unconditionally. I love you more than life itself. I love you and I'm here to support you. I am that part of you within that attracts people. I am that part that is magnetic, that everyone wants to be with me. I am that part of you that is so attractive that total strangers notice and turn as I walk by. I am that part of you that is unconditional love, that is kind, is gentle, and loving. And do you accept that part of you from now and evermore? And I'm hearing yes. Okay, so then I fill you with love and with energy to go forth, to be in total prosperity, and for the young man to be in the knowledge that he is loved, he is no longer abandoned. All right. So this is what we call aspect work, and this is what I was told to do on the program. And if you have any comments, would like to call in, I would welcome these calls. Or if you have anything else, we'll just see what wants to happen, because remember, you are part of the program. Again, if you would like to call in, you have the numbers in front of you. Again, my throat is acting up, which means I'm on the radio. It always does this. All right. Again, I'm offering, if you would like your own private session, just like I did on the radio today, right now, you can go to my website. I'm offering a special. And it is www.mountshastamagic.com. Click on the mountain. That will take you to the main page. And you can see the discount. It's right above my picture. And you can email your request that you would like to participate in this. It's valid until a week from tomorrow, which is, I believe, the 22nd of May. And this special will be valid. And you can have as many of these sessions as you so desire. Sometimes when we do these aspect sessions, it uncovers something else, and then that wants to be changed. And so we keep going until we've taken care of everything. Because sometimes it's, you know, there's multiple things going on with us. All right. Now, like I said, I'm very open to anyone who would like to call. If not, we'll continue on with whatever spirit has in mind, because I've got 4 pages of material here. I'd like to walk you back through what just happened here is, as I was going through the first part of the material, it occurred to me of these two people that there was something going on with them. And so what I did is I asked to speak for them, and then to find out what was the negative program, what was running them, what was the procrastinator, what was the saboteur in there that was not allowing money to come or was creating anxiety and depression. So I spoke as if I were the aspect. I was the money. I was the depression. I was the despair. I was the anger. I was the victim. And I released that. And then we brought in a new energy, which was the new job, which is the positive part, because there is that the opposite, the good and the bad, the old programming, which is the negativity, and the new programming, which is the positive. Super, huh? So that has been changed. And anyone who's been listening to this program has now had a healing. And I do call that a healing, in and around despair, in and around anger, in and around depression, in and around victimhood, in and around money, in and around abandonment. So there you go. That took care of a whole lot of stuff right there. Okay. So that's, again, that's one of the things that I do in the work that I do. And through this whole thing of being on the radio, I really am defining what it is that I do. And I'm discovering what is my country, what is my work, what is it that I am here to do as I serve. And I know I've trained a lot. I've trained with some very wonderful teachers, Jean Houston, some of the shamans in Peru, in and around Machu Picchu. And I've trained with Marcy Calhoun in around the Sacramento area, has written the book, Are You Really Too Sensitive? And I've done a lot of deep, what I call spelunking, to determine what programs that I'm running. It's like a computer program that's been downloaded. Oh, that's a good analogy. And so I wiped the slate clean and reinstalled new software. And the new software says, I'm good, very good. So there you go. We've raised the attitude. We've raised the vibration. We've taught you how to find that quiet place. We've taught you how to sit quietly till the peace comes and to find that deep happiness, which is then the opening to deep listening and deep questioning. And again, we're opening the lines anytime. If anyone has the urge to call, please feel free to do so. Okay, so when we let me go back to the right brain, left brain. A lot of the things that are in the right brain, which is that creative part, that's where the artist gets their creativity. When I get an intuitive insight, it comes from that part of the brain, and then it gets moved across into the left brain, which translates it down onto paper. So you see how right brain, left brain works. I get the creative insight out of the right brain, and then I move it across that little connector into the left brain, and I write it down, the analytical part. So some of the things that I love to do and work with would be past lifetimes. I alluded to that during the work that I was just doing with you. In past lifetimes, it really doesn't make that much difference who you were. I mean, I always remember the story of a person, shall we say, and every time that she would have more than three drinks, then she was sure that she was Cleopatra in a past lifetime. Well, so be it. And looking at that, perhaps she was, or maybe she was around in the court of Cleopatra. What is the essence of feeling that you were such and such a person in a past lifetime? I don't believe I was anyone very famous. I believe I was in a past lifetime that I was in the presence of Christ. I believe that I was quite often the teacher, because that's what I do in this lifetime. I'm always the teacher somehow. So, the essence of why I take a look at that, I take a peek at your past lifetime, is I want to see what old patterns were in existence at that time that would cause something to be in your awareness right now in the present. Now, the economy is just a trigger. Granted, it's causing a lot of chaos and a lot of commotion out there. However, it's triggering some old patterns that you could and would do well to recognize, to be able to acknowledge and change, because it's impacting your life right now. For example, let me tap into somebody out there. Let's see. If you are beginning a spiritual path and you're wondering which direction to take. I'm picking up this one woman, and she said she was going to listen tonight. And I catch her in a situation where she is a woman shaman. And not so much the shaman, it's that she's an herbalist. She works with herbs. And she works with the herbs externally on the body. And she works with the herbs internally, because it's a two-way street in being healthy for the face and for the physical body outside. It's an inside job. And so her duty was to collect the herbs and to know what their use was, both internally and externally. In this lifetime, she is an esthetician, a clinical esthetician. And so I just picked her up in a small village, and I believe it was in South America. But it could have been in any place. The location didn't make any difference. The fact it was that I picked her up as I thought of her in a small village, working with herbs internally and externally, which relates to what she does now. And if I were to give an intuitive insight as to the next step, would be to delve even deeper into herbs and how they can be utilized, and I would incorporate that into my practice. So you see how it didn't make any difference which lifetime, didn't make any difference what happened during the rest of the lifetime. So the fact is that I picked it up, and as far as her expansion, this is what I would suggest. So just imagine. I love to do this. Imagine and pretend. That was what Jean Houston always says. Imagine and pretend. Imagine and pretend that you want to know what the next step is in your career. Let's say you have no career. Let's say you were downsized. And there you are, and you're looking at, now what can I do? What is my next step? And if I were to sit with you, we would sit in this quietude. On the telephone, doesn't make any difference. Telephones, you know, in fact, it's even better, I think. And we would sit. You would maybe ask me a couple questions about, well, what's my next step? And I would have permission then to examine a past lifetime for you. Maybe two would come in. Maybe three. And sometimes things come in from early on. I always remember I don't know how old I was. What came to me was, okay, you're going to be a missionary. And it felt like God saying that. I said, God, can we negotiate that? I'm not too much interested in being a missionary, because that was going and being eaten by cannibals. And that was my reality at that time. I didn't want to be a missionary. Well, the definition of missionary between then and now has changed considerably. Missionary is one who has a mission. I have a mission. And that is on the radio. It's on television. It's working with people individually to help them move past anything that has kept them from true deep happiness. It is not for me about going and changing someone's religion and having them change habits, lifestyles that up to this point has been okay. It is about changing old habits that are detrimental to, of course, who am I to judge? Whether, you know, maybe you like being in victimhood, maybe you like being without money, I don't know. But I'm talking about going to the natives, and because they didn't have clothes, made them feel ashamed. That, I believe, is inappropriate. The body's beautiful, you know, and they had no problem. This is the way they were. And why did they need to put clothes on? They were in the jungle, and that's what the way that it was. So they were planting new seeds. So I just use that as an example because I know many of you out there have received messages early on, way, way early. And it keeps popping up every once in a while. The words may be different. It's the same essence. It is exactly the same essence. It keeps coming back over and over again. In my lifetime, I've always been a teacher, and it keeps coming back again. It just changes the form. Before, I used to teach German, Spanish, and English. And now I changed to teach meditation. And then I changed to teach how to open up to be intuitive. And then I began taking business courses and how to apply intuition in business and how to help people know how to utilize this. Okay, we have a call from Jody from Washington, Anna, someplace up in Washington. All right, Jody, how can I help? Hello. Hello.
Hi, Judith. Hi, can you hear me?
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, thank you.
All right.
You have a cough or something like a throat thing, though. I keep listening to hear you clearing your throat. I'm like, are you okay?
I'm always okay when I get on the radio or television, the throat starts doing this.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, and even though I take cough drops, it's just, and one person said, well, you're channeling. When you channel, your throat gets activated.
there you go. Okay.
Okay, where are you from in Washington?
It's a small town called Anacortes.
Anacortes, okay.
It's up by the San Juan Islands, yeah.
Okay. Okay, Jody, how can I help you today?
Well, I've listened to your show, and I have done a lot of clearing work and have worked, very hard at clearing, a lot of my past life stuff and, ancestral stuff and, all kinds of things energetically so that I'm more in alignment with spirit.
Yes, very good.
And so I was just wondering if you could take a look at, I'm just kind of wondering why things are not shifting as quickly, because I've really dedicated a lot of time and energy to this.
You're
and
right.
Made a commitment to working with spirit, but it's like just nothing seems to be shifting in the physical, and I just kind of am wondering why that is.
Okay, let me look
or
at that.
Or if you could get a bead on it.
Okay. Well, what I'm feeling is, and are you a light worker? Are you using your skills and gifts to help other people?
I don't teach, but if somebody asks me to do something for them, I do.
Okay, very good. Well, what I'm getting is that there's a shift coming in for you. I mean, it is such a change. And by the way, Jody, this is coming in for me, too. Thank you for being my reflection. Remember at the beginning of the program, I said that we're going to reflect back and forth. So you're breaking out of a grid that you've been locked into. And what I'm feeling is now the grid that you've been locked into is the deep work that you've been doing. It's time to forget about it. Not that you're done. You've completed it.
Mm-hmm.
And to just acknowledge that there's something inside that it's like it's not that you're pregnant, it's because I'm pointing to my hands are pointing to the heart. There's something that's awakening in your heart chakra, and it's up above in the thymus. It's that little bone above it's the high heart.
Mm-hmm.
There's some new innovative, creative venue that is about ready to emerge. Earlier on, I was talking about, pretending I was writing a book because I had conflicting things going on from different people. So I said, well, let's write down right brain, left brain, and just kind of square off where I am in this whole thing. You're through with your work. You don't need to do any more, Jody. You've cleared it.
Well, the healing and clearing, that work.
It's all over. You're through.
Okay, I feel like it's done, and so it's like I feel like I'm kind of in a lull. Like there's nothing else really happening, but I've done all this work, and I keep asking if I got more things to clear because I know it's layered like an onion. You clear one thing, you got something else comes up, and I've been really diligent about clearing all of this stuff.
Right, you're through. You're complete.
Okay. And I course, feel very clear and very clean.
We're never, you know, of course, there's always something else that could be, that will come up later. But at this moment,
sure.
You're clear. What I want you to do now is to start writing and journaling and letting this new, it's like a seed. Mm-hmm. And pretend you're planting this creative venue and you don't know what it is, but you know that it's your new either career path or your passion. It's starting to emerge, and I want you to treat it like a seed, and I want you to water and nurture it and just baby it and let it let it come forth. And I would love to hear from you on the email.
Okay. I'm curious what it is, because I don't have any, I have no, you know, I'm kind of one of the work, part of the work I've been doing is just trying to get ego out of the way, and so not being so kind of self-determined about how I want my life to look or go, just allowing spirit to guide me to the best.
Right. And it is guiding
you. The best
you.
Place, yes.
Yeah. As long as you say, I'm through. I'm through with all of this this negativity stuff. And I'm allowing spirit to bring it in. They won't let me, they said you may not tell her what it is. She's about ready to pop it open. If you said something, it will send her off in a maybe a different direction. Okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate your time,
okay,
Judy. I enjoy your show. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks, Jody. All right. So, you see, many of you are out there are complete with all of this. Excuse me. There goes the throat again. You know, I don't make myself wrong for it anymore. I used to get so upset because it was doing that. All right, for those people who would like an individual session, that is on my website, MountShastaMagic.com. You click on the mountain, it takes you to inside of the website. Beginning today, I'm doing a special discount, and it's actually $88.88 for a full-hour session. And I will call you, as long as you're in the continental United States. We can even do it on Skype, and we'll record it. We'll sit together on the telephone. And if you're in Eugene, then we'll sit together. And we'll look at what is the new that wants to emerge. What is your genius that is sitting here waiting? And as it says in the email, on the website, you may purchase as many of these as you so desire between now and the end of, I think it's the 22nd of May, a week from tomorrow. So those people who are interested, that would be my passion, be able to do this. And, of course, when Jody called in, there was not that much time to go. And they said, don't give it to her. She'll appreciate it more when she gets it herself, which is cool, isn't it? When you come up with the answers, then that's my job through this program is to, and you can listen to this program again in the archives over and over again. And each time you do that, then, and you're listening to those aspects, you can bring up something else that you want to. And those answers are going to be perfect, the way that spirit channeled through. Yes. My email is conrad3198@comcast.net. Again, that's conrad3198@comcast.net. You can email me and let me know that you're interested in the special, and I will email you back, and we will go on that. We've had some interesting concepts coming through, and part of what I was given today did not even come through. So we'll put that on I guess we'll bring that over to the television program on Monday evening, which most of you who are out of the Eugene area will not be able to hear, but I'll be back on Thursday, and I will be following spirit of whatever spirit wants me to do for you so that you may be empowered, that your spiritual dreams and goals may come true. And if you'd like to have a private session, go to my website, MountShastaMagic.com. Click on the mountain, and that's a pretty powerful mountain, just like Machu Picchu. It's one of the seven wonders. And this is a virtual classroom on the airwaves, and we're making a difference one broadcast at a time. This is Judith Conrad. I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes a difference.